Paper 7, Section 5. The Spirit of Bestowal. The Eternal Son without reservation joined with the Universal Father in broadcasting that tremendous injunction to all creation. Be you perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And ever since, that invitation command has motivated all the survival plans and the bestowal projects of the Eternal Son and his vast family of coordinate and associated sons. And in these very bestowals the sons of God have become to all evolutionary creatures the way, the truth, and the life. The Eternal Son cannot contact directly with human beings as does the Father, through the gift of the pre-personal thought adjusters, but the Eternal Son does draw near to created personalities by a series of downstepping gradations of divine sonship until he is enabled to stand in man's presence and, at times, as man himself. The purely personal nature of the Eternal Son is incapable of fragmentation. The Eternal Son ministers as a spiritual influence or as a person, never otherwise. The Son finds it impossible to become a part of creature experience in the sense that the Father Adjuster participates therein, but the Eternal Son compensates this limitation by the technique of bestowal. What the experience of fragmented entities means to the Universal Father, the incarnation experiences of the Paradise Sons mean to the Eternal Son. The Eternal Son comes not to mortal man as the divine will, the thought adjuster indwelling the human mind, but the Eternal Son did come to mortal man on Urantia when the divine personality of his son, Michael of Nebadon, incarnated in the human nature of Jesus of Nazareth. To share the experience of created personalities, the Paradise Sons of God must assume the very natures of such creatures and incarnate their divine personalities as the actual creatures themselves. Incarnation, the secret of Sonarrington, is the technique of the Son's escape from the otherwise all-encompassing fetters of personality absolutism. Long, long ago the Eternal Son bestowed himself upon each of the circuits of the central creation for the enlightenment and advancement of all the inhabitants and pilgrims of Havona, including the ascending pilgrims of time. On none of these seven bestowals did he function as either an ascender or a Havaner. He existed as himself. His experience was unique. It was not with or as a human or other pilgrim, but in some way associative in the superpersonal sense. Neither did he pass through the rest that intervenes between the inner Havona circuit and the shores of Paradise. It is not possible for him, an absolute being, to suspend consciousness of personality, for in him center all lines of spiritual gravity. And during the times of these bestowals the central Paradise lodgment of spiritual luminosity was undimmed, and the Son's grasp of universal spirit gravity was undiminished. The bestowals of the Eternal Son in Havona are not within the scope of human imagination. They were transcendental. He added to the experience of all Havona then, and subsequently, but we do not know whether he added to the supposed experiential capacity of his existential nature. That would fall within the bestowal mystery of the Paradise Sons. We do, however, believe that whatever the Eternal Son acquired on these bestowal missions, he has ever since retained. But we do not know what it is. Whatever our difficulty in comprehending the bestowals of the second person of deity, we do comprehend the Havona bestowal of a son, of the Eternal Son, who literally passed through the circuits of the central universe and actually shared those experiences which constitute an ascender's preparation for deity attainment. This was the original Michael, the firstborn creator son, and he passed through the life experiences of the ascending pilgrims from circuit to circuit, personally journeying a stage of each circle with them in the days of Grand Fanda, the first of all mortals to attain Havona. Whatever else this original Michael revealed, he made the transcendent bestowal of the original mother son real to the creatures of Havona. So real, that forevermore each pilgrim of time who labors in the adventure of making the Havona circuits is cheered and strengthened by the certain knowledge that the Eternal Son of God seven times abdicated the power and glory of Paradise to participate in the experiences of the time-space pilgrims on the seven circuits of progressive Havona attainment. The Eternal Son is the exemplary inspiration for all the sons of God in their ministrations of bestowal throughout the universes of time and space. The coordinate creator sons, and the associate magisterial sons, together with other unrevealed orders of sonship, all partake of this wonderful willingness to bestow themselves upon the varied orders of creature life, and as the creatures themselves. Therefore, in spirit and because of kinship of nature as well as fact of origin, it becomes true that in the bestowal of each Son of God upon the worlds of space, in, and through and by these bestowals, the Eternal Son has bestowed Himself upon the intelligent will creatures of the universes. In spirit and nature, if not in all attributes, each Paradise Son is a divinely perfect portraiture of the original Son. It is literally true, whosoever has seen a Paradise Son has seen the Eternal Son of God.